Andrew was embarking on one of the most complex calculations in history. For the first 2 years, he did nothing but immerse himself in the problem, trying to find a strategy which might work.
So, it was now known that Taniyama Shimura implied Fermat's last theorem. What does Taniyama Shimura say? It says that all elliptic curves should be modular. Well, this was an old problem, been around for 20 years, and lots of people would try to solve it.
Now, one way of looking at it is that you have all elliptic curves, and then you have the modular elliptic curves, and you want to prove that they're the same number of each. Now, of course, you're talking about infinite sets, so you can't just count them per se, but you can divide them into packets, and you could try to count each packet and see how things go. And this proves to be a very attractive idea for about 30 seconds, but you can't really get much further than that. And the big question in the subject was how you could possibly count. And in effect, Wiles introduced the correct technique.
Andrew's trick was to transform the elliptic curves into something called Galois representations, which would make counting easier. Now it was a question of comparing modular forms with Galois representations, not elliptic curves.